yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go to the lines in a second. But I really got to say this again. When you talk about Trump betraying people, he not only betrayed everybody around him, his personal friends and everything, he not only betrayed his supporters, but in betraying Mike Pence, if you saw the video, Trump gets up at the rally and says, Pence, I hope he does the right thing. If he doesn't, oh well. For Trump, the right thing was to overturn the election, and Pence didn't have the authority to do it, and Trump knew it. So when they're up there, they're going, hang Mike Pence. Tuberville calls, talks to Trump, and he says, can't talk to you. They're taking Pence away from the mob, and I got to go. They're going to take me too. What does Trump do? What would you do for your vice president who'd been loyal to you all the time? You would have said, tweeted out, stop, stand down immediately, leave the Capitol. The fact of the matter is, we're going to do this in a different way, in a lawful way. No. He said, Pence is a coward. And a guy had built a gallows right there outside the Capitol. Did you see the gallows? You know what that reminded me of? If you ever go to Paris, France, I like Paris, France, great city. There's a place called the Place de Concorde. Now, it's a very famous in Paris, you know, it's like a piazza type thing they have in Italy, kind of an open space and there's shops. It's really kind of neat. And I was talking to a French guy and he goes, you know what happened in the Place de Concorde about a little over 200 years ago? I said, what? So this is where they guillotined Marie Antoinette, the Queen of France. And I'm standing there. It would be like, so you're standing outside the Capitol, you think, oh my God. Well, it could very well have been in the future. I mean, Pence only got away by a few minutes. Nancy Pelosi got away by a few minutes. Chuck Schumer got away by 64 steps. 64 steps, a man's step is about a yard, 64 yards. How fast can you run 64 yards? A little over 100 yards. A football field, 64 yards of that. Pretty quick you could do it. Get a guy, he got away. Mitt Romney got away. It's very possible that the crowd would have passed Pence out, stuck him in the gallows and hung him right there on national television. And then when people try to break through, there would be Pence. That would be the Place de Concorde, just like the guillotining of Marie Antoinette. He got away. But no thanks to Trump. Trump goes, tweets, he's a coward. He's a coward, and he lathered them up. Going to the lines. Eastside Dave, my friend, you have won the T-shirt. At the end, do not hang up. Give Luke your mailing info where you want the T-shirt mailed. It's a designer T-shirt by Crudy. Crudy secretly wants to be a fashion designer, but he's a good radio man. What's on your mind today, Eastside Dave?
Well, that's very cool. I'm going to consider that part of Madison history to receive that. But anyway, what I wanted to touch on is going back to the 80s, when I slowly started paying attention to politics, I've heard so much bashing against liberals. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the liberals and moderates are pretty much the same thing in that, as such. They represent most people who are in the middle of the spectrum between the left and the right. And having said that, I consider myself on the far left so much so that I don't know if the left would have me. And when it comes to the left, they get bashed all the time. And who can articulate, does anybody even articulate what they stand for and why they're supposed to be so evil? So what I'm saying is that, so the message I get, Matt, you know, that I've gotten for years is that we all should be on the right, the far right, Southern Baptist Bible thumpers, whatever. This is not a picture of America, and I'll leave it there.
Okay, well, you know, you're raising a very profound point. I'm going to get to that certainly in future shows and later in this show, but where is the party going? But I want to speak in favor of liberals, of Democrats. The truth of the matter is the Democratic Party has always been a huge tent, not just a big tent, a huge tent. I mean, with Franklin Roosevelt, he was a liberal. He wasn't far left, and we're very lucky to have had him. Abraham Lincoln was a liberal, and he was on the left, but he wasn't on the far left. He wasn't on the far left. And these are great presidents. But what happened was the Democratic Party in the 30s with Roosevelt had the segregation of senators. They were basically warmed over slavery adherents. And yet Franklin Roosevelt was successful in putting a party together that gave enough votes for a guy like Franklin Roosevelt to get in. Harry Truman the same way. He was from Missouri. Everybody was real comfortable with Harry Truman. When we got to John Kennedy, it started to break up a little bit because John Kennedy was very pro-civil rights. So was Roosevelt, so was Truman, so was Eisenhower, but Kennedy really put a face on it. He was assassinated. And then the party after that went farther to the left, what you call liberal now, but let me tell you something. The far left in this country, a lot of them say they're socialists, okay? Well, we're not a socialist country and we're not a socialist party. We are accommodating socialists like Bernie and the Squad and all that, just the way Franklin Roosevelt accommodated far-right segregation of senators in the sense that, you know, they had nothing in common with our present socialists, but they were out of the mainstream and somehow we knit it all together. But those of you out there who are socialists, think of this. I'm not a socialist. I'm a Democrat, but think of this. Think of this, Dave. When you talk about income inequality, you're getting at things like securities fraud, money laundering, bank fraud. All of that should be cracked down on. These guys should go to jail. There's no question about it. Hedge funds do not pay income taxes. I don't know if you knew that. They pay what's called carried interest. They got their lobbyists to change their money to a different name. They pay very low taxes. All of that's wrong. But the truth of the matter is, search your soul on the following question. The average socialist is not going to make a lot more money and do better under a socialist system. All he will succeed in doing is having his vanity assuaged and see other people who make a lot of money make a lot less. And that will make him feel good. So not putting any more money in his pocket is not going to be a more efficient economy. I think the solution is the solution of the Democratic Party under Roosevelt, Truman, and Kennedy, which is everybody does better on the Democrats. The rich do get richer, and everybody has a good paying job, good paying union wages. People are rewarded for their work. There's a safety net. There's Medicaid. There's Medicare. There's food stamps. There's protection against discrimination and employment. That's what I like. So when you say on the far left, you know, I like Madison. I lived in Madison for 3 years. I lived in a duplex on Brearley Street, a couple of houses off of Williamson. I know the terrain. I like the terrain a lot. But the fact of the matter is that people lapse into a kind of I'm on the far left. Well, what does that really mean? What does that really mean? We're very lucky Joe Biden's the president. So I would say, Dave, you've raised a profound question. And more importantly, to me, you won a T-shirt today, which I'm very pleased to see because you're a good guy and you call in a lot. Thanks a lot for calling. Okay, you know, the other thing I want to get back, to the insurrection. What was really poignant to me in a way, a lot of these insurrectionists, some of them were simply thugs from the Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys, the militias, that kind of thing. And a lot of these people and these organizers are being prosecuted. But a lot of those people genuinely believed the line that they heard from Ron Johnson, Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Wormwood. Wormwood is Lindsey Graham. From Rubio, from Hawley, saying it was a fraudulent election. And these are people who don't read newspapers by and large, and they don't follow the news other than Fox and Newsmax. So they show up. They don't know what's going to happen. Some of them went there to fight, but some of them didn't. So they get swept up in the crowd. And here's the deal. They say things like, there's millions of us. There's effing millions of us, and we answer to our president, Donald Trump. They just flat out say it. It's on tape. There's a guy named Cleet Keller. I hadn't remembered him. He got two gold medals in the Olympics almost 20 years ago. The guy's 6'6", and he wore his Olympic jacket because he liked Trump and he believed this stuff. Said Team USA. Now, how many 6'6" guys with Team USA on them are there? There ain't a ton of them. There ain't a ton of them, especially gold medal winners. He has now been indicted on a 7-count indictment for what happened at that insurrection. I do not believe that he started out thinking, I'm an organizer, I'm an oath keeper, and I'm going to figure out a way to overthrow the government. I think he started out going, hey, Trump's my man. Trump said it was crooked. A couple of senators say it's crooked. Fox News says it's crooked. They said the voting machines were rigged. All of this is false, by the way. Fox News is being sued for over $2 billion. $2 billion for lying about the voting machines and trying to wreck a couple of companies. Okay? But the fact of the matter is, Keith Keller didn't go there in disguise. 6'6" guy is hard to disguise, but he had Team USA on it. You know, he didn't have just, camouflage or something. Guys show up in horns and fur and war paint. Guys sit there posing for videos, sitting in Nancy Pelosi's office. I'm doing this. They're all indicted, and they should be indicted, but they're not people, some of them, who thought that they were unauthorized there because the president of the United States, a lot of these people aren't lawyers. There are very few lawyers, very few lawyers. And some people think there should be fewer lawyers. Well, I don't. I think lawyers are very good. But by and large, the president of the United States says go into the Capitol. A lot of people are going to think I have authority to go in the Capitol because he's the president. So therefore, he's in charge of all federal property. Well, that is not true. He can't override criminal trespass laws. They don't know that. And a lot of these people are saying, Trump told me to do it. I thought he had authority to do it. And they may win in front of juries. Going another break. The lines are open. Do not hang up. I'm going to get back to you after the break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.